SRN News, I'm John Scott. FEMA is under fire.
The Biden-Harris administration has used more than $1 billion tax dollars to provide services for illegals rather than Americans in need of disaster relief. And information obtained from FEMA's own website, the group allocated nearly $364 million in the fiscal year 2023 and $650 million for the 2024 fiscal year to the Shelter and Services Program to, quote, provide humanitarian services to non-citizen migrants following their release from the Department of Homeland Security. This comes as DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claims that FEMA doesn't have the money to make it through the remainder of the hurricane season and would like Congress to approve more money for the government organization. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, Israeli airstrikes have created a crater blocking the highway at a key crossing between Lebanon and Syria.
Lebanon's state-run national news agency said the airstrike led to the closure of the road near the busy Masnar border crossing, from which tens of thousands of people fleeing war in Lebanon have crossed into Syria over the past 2 weeks. Associated Press video footage shows the strike had left two large craters on each side of the road, with people now carrying bags seen crossing on foot after being dropped off by cars that were unable to pass the site of the airstrike. The strike comes a day after an Israeli military spokesperson said Hezbollah had been trying to transport military equipment through the border crossing. I'm Charles Deledesma.
On the economic front, America's employers adding 254,000 jobs in September, easing concerns about a weakening labor market. The unemployment rate dropped from 4.2% in August to 4.1%. And stocks are higher, the Dow up 182 points. The NASDAQ composite adding 144. This is SRN News. A battle over taxes in Michigan.
A state appeals court says Woodside Bible Church in Forrester cannot claim a tax exemption on property that serves recreational purposes. At issue is a lodge on the banks of Lake Huron that the church uses for retreats. The Michigan Court of Appeals has ruled that the activities that take place at the lodge are not sufficiently religious to qualify for an exemption. Tax battles between churches and localities are cropping up all over the U.S. as some local governments seek additional revenues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia's Republican Attorney General appealing a judge's ruling that the state's abortion ban is unconstitutional. Attorney General Chris Carr's office filed a legal motion on Wednesday asking the Georgia Supreme Court to reinstate the law that bars most abortions after the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. That's while the court considers the state's appeal. This is SRN News. More taxpayers will be able to file their taxes for free.
The IRS is expanding its program that allows people to file their taxes directly with the IRS for free. The Direct File program allows taxpayers to calculate and submit their returns to the IRS directly without using commercial tax preparation software. In the 2025 tax season, more than 30 million people in 24 states will be eligible to participate. The program was rolled out as a pilot program for the 2024 tax season in 12 states. The IRS says the program will be permanent and that they are working to expand taxpayer eligibility. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge in Missouri put a temporary hold on President Biden's latest student loan cancellation plan, slamming the door on hope that it would move forward. That's after another judge allowed the pause to expire. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.